You're listening to RVA Loves Poetry, a podcast where RVA students and teachers talk about the poems that we love. After examining some of our favorite poems with both mind and heart, we hope you'll love them too. We're so glad you're here. Enjoy the show.
This is RV Loves Poetry, and today your host will be Hyung. And today I'll introduce the poem Prince by Joseph Bruschak. Prince by Joseph Bruschak. Seeing photos of ancestors a century past is like looking at your own fingerprints. Circles and lines you can't recognize until someone else with a stranger's eye looks close and says, "That's you." Personally, I like this poem, Prince by Joseph Bruschak, because it was a simple poem that was easy to understand, talking about old days and old memories that was lost and now find inside of myself. Similar traits coming down from people to people, like my eyes coming from my grandma, my height coming from my mom's side, my nose coming from my dad, and other more beauties in me and my ancestors. The line that I liked was, "Until someone else with a stranger's eyes looked close and says, that's you." When I am with my... A lot of people say that we look alike, or when people see baby photos of my sister, they will be surprised that I look just like my sisters. Even in the poem, it compares the photo of ancestors that was taken a long time ago to the fingerprints. Fingerprints is what something that does not change. While we grow, everything changes, but the thing that does not change is fingerprints. Comparing the photos of grandparents and ancestors to my own fingerprints, that the ancestors in the photos will never change and always be in memory, never forgotten and changes, like in our fingerprints, me and my ancestors. From great-grandparents, and to grandparents, and to my mom and dad, and to me, the fingerprints will still go on. Next, Joseph Bruschak is a poet and a storyteller. He was born in the Greenfield Center, New York, and is author of more than 120 books for adults and children. Bruschak explores his Albanica ancestry and Native American storytelling traditions. Joseph Bruschak wrote the poem Prince very simple. Short lines and stanzas. Short yet a poem that can't be forgotten. Not too fancy or not too dull. Powerful but soft. Just the right poem, a poem that everyone can relate. Prince by Bruschak is very easy to be read by adults or by children. In the poem, there are no hard and complicated poetic structure, so it's very easy to read and very easy to understand. So, I recommend other of his poem and stories. In conclusion, I very much like this poem, Prince by Joseph Bruschak. For me, it was very easy to understand and very easy to read. So I really like this poem and it came into my heart. It was just, yeah. So I recommend his poems and stories. And lastly, I'll read the poem again. Prince by Joseph Bruschak. Seeing photos of ancestors a century past is like looking at your own fingerprints. Circles and lines you can't recognize until someone else with a stranger's eyes looks close and say, "That's you." Thank you for listening to RV's Love Poetry, and always wait for other episodes and other hosts. Today, your host was Hyung. Thank you.
You're listening to RVA Loves Poetry, a podcast where RVA students and teachers talk about the poems that we love. After examining some of our favorite poems with both mind and heart, we hope you'll love them too.